Joining us on the Community Corner, it's good to catch up with a friend. Ken Falk, 21-year Navy veteran, is the founder of Boulder Crest, the nation's first privately funded mental health center for veterans. And now he, along with Josh Goldberg, have co-written a book entitled Struggle Well, Thriving in the Aftermath of Trauma. Ken, it's great to talk with you again.
Hey, Barry, it's great to talk to you. Happy New Year.
Before we talk about this new book, a word about the work that goes on there at Boulder Crest in Bluemont.
We've been open now just over 5 years, and we've averaged somewhere in the neighborhood of about 700 people a year coming through our programs.
Wow.
We are located here in Bluemont, Virginia, and a year ago we received a $10 million gift from the Clark family here in Bethesda, Maryland, and purchased a ranch in Arizona and opened up a second Boulder Crest retreat center in Arizona just south of Tucson. So we've doubled our capacity, and we're working to scale the work now. And really what we focus on is helping folks who are coming back from combat to relieve the stress that comes back with them from combat, but also the stress that their families experience while they're gone in combat. So it's a very family-focused organization, and we're proud to serve.
So the book, Josh Goldberg and you have teamed up to write Struggle Well, Thriving in the Aftermath of Trauma. Tell us about the book, why you wrote it, and who it's aimed at.
The programs we run here at Boulder Crest Retreat are all based on the science of something called post-traumatic growth. The concept that in the aftermath of trauma that we can really go on to do some remarkable things. And one of the examples, and I just read another story this morning from Parkland, Florida shootings, but one of the examples that I like to give to people who haven't been in combat are the families who suffered at the Newtown, Connecticut school shootings. And the families who lost their children have actually created a task force, and whenever there's a school shooting around the United States, these families get on a plane and go there to be for other people, or what the founder of post-traumatic growth, Dr. Rich Tedeschi, would call becoming an expert companion, helping others through that trauma. And really, that's what we do here at Boulder Crest Retreat. We take combat veterans who are peers and help teach them how to help others who are coming back from war get through the trauma of war, and also the traumas from before war, the things that they had gone through. And that's really what the book was about. And we keep getting asked over and over again if what we do here at Boulder Crest Retreat would work for civilians. And we feel that it would for a couple reasons. One, we've had a few civilians come through the program. We opened up our Warrior Path, our flagship program here, to first responders last year. We had had a lot of first responders who had been through the program, but all of them had been combat veterans in their reserve duties or otherwise, National Guard. But last year we opened it up. We've put a former NFL football player through, and then we've put a lot of military spouses through the program as well. So when you start to think of how can you scale the work, you know, it's hard. We can only take about 700 people a year here. So it gets hard to find a way better than, you know, writing a book and trying to get that in the hands of everybody and done. And that was the purpose behind the book, was to try to share it with as many people in the world as possible.
And when you hear PTSD, people do think of military or first responders. And yet through the book, you're saying it's anybody that's gone through anything traumatic.
Absolutely. Yeah, PTSD, the military doesn't own it, that's for sure. I mean, there's people that suffer car wrecks, these school shootings we talked about, being robbed at an ATM machine, maybe being sexually assaulted. There's a lot of trauma that occurs in this nation that's not just about war. Struggle comes in many forms, like I just described. And if you or you know somebody who's suffering with things like anxiety, depression, PTSD, addiction, this is a book that we're hopeful will help you. And you can pick it up on Amazon. And if you're not in a place because of the trauma you're suffering that you can't read, it's also on Audible, and you can listen to the book. So we're hopeful that we can help kind of change the world at one reader at a time.
Well put. Struggle Well, Thriving in the Aftermath of Trauma. Ken, if we want to find out more about Boulder Crest and the book, what's the website?
So we've got a website for the book. It's simply strugglewell.com. And if you want to learn more about Boulder Crest and our programs there, it's bouldercrestretreat.org, O-R-G.
Ken Falk, chairman of Boulder Crest. Ken, thanks for all you've done, and thanks to you and Josh for this book. We appreciate your being with us on the Community Corner.
Thanks, Barry, for all you do for the community.